there. Welcome to Kim Moffitt is a Fan. Today is a special episode. It's a short episode, but it's a special one. Last week, it was Melissa Coulier's episode, and in the episode, I referenced very briefly how she and Dave have a very cute meet cute, and a couple people reached out to me and asked, how did Dave and Mel meet? And I realized that I knew the story, so I just didn't ask. I'm so good at podcasting. So what I've done today is actually pulled a clip from an old podcast that I used to do with my best gal, Melanie Samuels, who we talk about in Melissa's episode. She is the one that Melissa works with. They have their company together. And this podcast was called For Love of Show, and it was similar to the show I do here in that we would interview people that we knew, some people we didn't know, and just ask like silly questions and have fun conversations. Let me tell you something. We don't do the show anymore, but all the episodes are available online, any place you get a podcast. Let me tell you something. Having now done this twice on For Love of Show and then another podcast called Dawson's Darlings, if you can start a podcast with some of your very favorite people in the entire world and you have an excuse to just talk, 12 out of 10 would recommend. I realize as I'm saying this that a lot of people have done this. This is not an original thought, but I just really enjoyed doing this episode. And Dave and Mel's episode of For Love of Show, it's a two-parter, is really good. I highly recommend you go listen to it. But in the meantime, here is a clip from that show. This is Dave and Mel telling the story of how they met to myself and Melanie Samuels.
Will you tell the story of when you guys met?
Oh man, that's one of
because it's
questions.
Just the best thing ever, and I feel like everyone
is it?
Deserves to
it's
know.
It's so long though.
Do you want me to tell it or do you want Dave to tell it?
I would like you guys to do
I'll
whatever
tell
you would like.
The first part.
Great.
Maybe
right,
like while you're on your way there, so, you know, before you meet.
Yeah.
I had been in a horrible relationship and broke it off, and my buddies, they're like, "Okay, we're going up to Montana and we're going to just have a great time," and we land in Montana. So the first bar restaurant we stopped in, Mel happened to be working there. So take it away.
All right.
And we walk in.
You guys have just landed.
We have just landed, yeah, okay. And we're determined to like go through the roof with fun.
So Dave and his buddies in this table of six come in.
Lie. That's a lie. I'm just practicing.
Oh.
For the rest of the story.
I was like, wait a minute.
She just started.
Their table of six come in. My parents were there. My parents are my last table. I didn't have Dave's table. So I'm like walking by their table to sign out. I'm like twirling my pen on my fingers. And I know I'm doing the motion and no one can see this.
But it's really, really good.
Thank you.
I wish everyone could see it. It's
so
professional.
Then, slow motion. I throw my pen on accident from flipping it while I walk by their table. It hits Dave in the chest, falls on the ground. I'm mortified that I just hit a customer. I go over and I pick up my pen. I'm like, "I'm so sorry. Sorry for hitting." He's like, "That's fine. Next time you walk back by, I'll just have to trip you to make it even." And I was like, "Ah." I was like, "He's kind of cute," but grab my pen, go sign out, walk back by.
And I was thinking the whole time, she's pretty cute too.
Walk back by and he trips me and I fall.
Did you think maybe like if he was serious, he would have rerouted?
Because that's what fifth grade boys do. Okay, when you like a girl, you trip
Dave
her.
Is a good, like, on a good day, 12 years old, sometimes 9. So he trips me, then grabs me, and then we just kind of start bantering. I was like, "All right, let's take this outside." He stands up. We kind of walk towards the door, and then he was like, "Actually, I just really need to go to the bathroom. Where's the bathroom?" Like, over this way. So we walk to the hallway where the restroom is, and, like, on the wall there, it's all these photographs from Italy. And he's like, "Oh, my gosh, these are amazing. Who's the artist?" I was like, "Ugh, this person? These suck. They're horrible." And then, but that was my little test to him because I was like, they were my images. And like at the end of the hallway, there's like an artist statement. I'm like, if he really likes them, he'll read the artist statement. So goes to the bathroom, comes back out, and he's, "Those are your images." "Yeah, they are." He's like, "Ugh, love them." Then we start bantering back and forth, making fun of each other as you do when you, you know,
are in fifth grade.
Yes. We're very mature. So I go over to my mom and I'm like, "Oh, my parents, you know, my last table. This is weird, but like, I feel like a connection with this guy." Like, my mom's like, "Oh, I think, you know, he looks like Dave Coulier." no, I don't think so. She's like, no, I really think it looks like Dave Cooley. I was like, oh no, he's so cute though. Because I wasn't, he didn't know.
Notice how I'm just being silent during this part of the story.
Not that you weren't cute when I was a child watching you. He asks me to hang out with them. And I kind of thought they were all paired up because, you know, it was like three guys,
me with
three
the
girls.
70-year-old accountant.
I don't know. You don't know. So I thought they were paired up and he goes, hey, do you want to hang out later? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I have four kids. I don't know if I can find a babysitter. Another test because I don't have any children and I'm 22 at the time. So he's like, oh, no problem. But if you find a babysitter, like, here's my number, call me. And I was like, oh, he's really good. Like, what a nice, understanding guy. So I call the number that he gave me and the voicemail says,
hi, this is Tony. Leave me a message.
And so immediately I was confused and I was like, oh, this jerk gave me the wrong number. Fine. Okay. That meant nothing. Like, whatever. So then I get a phone call from Tony's number a couple hours later and Dave's like, hey, come hang out with us. We're at the Cat's Paw. And I was like, no, you come hang out with me. I'm like, I called. You gave me a wrong number. He's like, oh, long story. I can't really get into that right now. So he ends up giving me the wrong number because his friends took his phone away from him. So he didn't have his phone the entire time because of his ex. So we hung out for...
Whenever you say his ex, I'm going to go... Because she pokes her head out of a clock every 15, every 15 minutes. Continue.
So then... We hang out that night and then we meet up the next day. I take an entire week off of work and I hang out with him straight for a week. And we had the best time. It was so much fun. And then go to drop him off at the airport, Tony and I, and Dave, you know, makes his flight, whatever, go and have lunch with Tony. I'm like, hey, do you think I could get Dave's number from you? And he's like, oh, if he didn't give you his real number, he doesn't want you to have it.
Tony!
I was crushed. And I was like, wow, this week was so great. And like, you know, when your parents are like, oh, when you meet the right person, you know. I always thought that was total crap. And then it happened and I was like, oh my gosh, I know. I met him and I know. And this is like, it doesn't make sense. And all the signs are so wrong. He's like getting out of this relationship and he has a teenager and he's older than me. And everything was like, no, no. But it felt right. And then I couldn't get his phone number. So then I was like, oh, maybe I didn't feel right.
I couldn't get my phone. Someone else had my phone.
But eventually, like 2 weeks later, he ended up calling me. And
how did he get your number?
From Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Just checking.
Yeah. So
did you say a week later?
Two weeks. Yeah.
What took you so long?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I've never asked
for the love of your life.
Because I did not want to be in another relationship. I was really fighting it. And
you knew
this
was like...
I need some time. I just need some time to not be in a relationship.
I've tried.
Yeah.
I just didn't... I was like the little rascals. I was in the girl haters club. You know, I wasn't bitter. I just didn't want to be connected to anybody at that time. I was just kind of like... Like after what I've just gone through was such a rotten experience. I wasn't emotionally equipped.
So he waited 2 weeks to be emotionally equipped. He calls and asks me to go to Vegas for my birthday. And then
we had a blast.
And I went. My girlfriend's got tickets to Thunder Down Under and Dave ended up paying them off. He was like, all of you take $100, go gamble. She's not going with you. And we went to the room and he ordered one thing off of room service. It was so fun and awesome.
You know, when I saw her, all I could think was, oh my gosh, why didn't I not want to call her?
Oh, you never said that before.
That's the sweetest.
Yes, I have. This should be the dating. Great. This should be the dating.
We're going to have to leave in about 20 minutes.
No, but I saw her and I went, oh my gosh,
make
she's gorgeous.
Two. Why is
that? We'll get our stuff back.
She
later.
Is. She's a real keeper.
Yeah. So, and she was nice and charming and fun and all the things you wish for when you meet somebody.
Oh. Yeah. So then we just started seeing each other every 2 weeks after that trip until. Yeah, you're
commuted,
looking at it.
We commuted back and forth. Couldn't get rid of you. Jeez. Just kept coming back. It was like a tennis serve.
So then 6 months later, we moved in together and here we are. Took him 9 years to propose, but we made it. So
I love that story so much.
It's the
really
best.
Sweet. Yeah.
And now 12 blissful years later.
Thanks so much for listening to this special, short, fun little episode of Kim Moffitt is a Fan. I'll be back next week with a new guest, but I wanted to make sure that you got to hear this very charming story. You can find Melissa on Instagram @MelissaCoulier. If you're looking for the show, it is at Kim Moffitt as a fan on Instagram and TikTok. And if you're looking for me, I'm at Kim Moffitt on Instagram and Twitter, and at Kim Moffitt is here on TikTok because somehow I lost my own name on that platform. But you can find it there. If you have a moment, please rate and review the show because it really does help people find new episodes. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.